Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Well, welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. It is Thursday, February the 8th, and I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you've had a good morning. I know sometimes Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we can feel a little groggy just because of the busy day on Wednesday, but you're up and out, and you're hopefully ready for a fresh new day right out in front of you. Hey, I want to go ahead and mention our new memory verse that we've launched into. It's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, and it's a reminder of God's grace and peace and where that comes from. 2 Peter 1 and verse 2 says this, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." I think that's a really special verse for a number of reasons. I won't go into that now, but maybe the Lord will use this in your life this week to direct your thoughts to Him. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." I want to take you now to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want us to notice the third verse in this chapter and get a quick thought before I let you go today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3 says this, "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" You know, when I look at this verse and really a good portion of this chapter, I think about the pursuit of unity, which is really what Paul is talking about. You know, unity has the idea of being on the same page. It means to be in lockstep with one another. We might say that someone who is embarking on a two-person wheelbarrow race, you know, where one person puts their hands in the dirt and the other person sort of grabs their legs and walks behind them. You know, if those people are not in unity or unison with each other, chances are the person that is walking and carrying the feet are going to run the person they're holding right into the ground. And you say, that sounds like a lot of fun, Brother Scott. Well, yeah, not if you're the person that's got their hands, walking on the ground. It's not fun. But really, the group that's going to do the best job there is the group that is unified, the group that is found a pace that they are walking at together. And, you know, as a youth pastor, this is really my desire for our youth group. It's to have a group of individuals who still have our individuality in Christ, but at the same time, he is our equalizer. You say, who? Well, none other than Christ, the Lord. You know, all of us bring something to the table when we get together. But when our focus is Christ, boy, it takes care of a lot of things. We express His love instead of some of these other things. Now, what are some of these other things this verse talks about? Well, when unity is not taking place, it's generally because some of these things that Paul mentions are present. Number one, envying. And what is that? Well, that's, you know, where we're looking at each other and maybe I want what he has, you know, or these people, they're the ones that are really going places. And I want what they want. And boy, I wish that I could have what they have. And really it has a lot to do with comparing ourselves with each other. And the Bible says that's not why. So in order to have unity, we need to make sure that we don't have envy. And along with that comes strife. And you know, that's just simply, you know, someone who is intent to divide, right? That's someone who is trying to sow seeds that will eventually get to division. Maybe they're not yet, but just sowing doubt, you know, in people's minds, or, you know, saying mean things to other people, or things that would be controversial that are trying to, you know, ultimately bring about a division. And then he says this, not only envying, strife, but also divisions among you. And this has led to, you know, cliques. Sometimes we hear about that, you know, the groups of people who, you know, kind of see the world as, you know, well, we have an exclusive group here. You're not cool enough to be in it. You know, you're not in the right grade. You don't have this or that. And then all of a sudden, you know, we don't have unity. We just have envying, strife, and divisions. And the Bible calls that carnality. Now, what is carnality? It's that which pertains to the flesh. So in the life of a Christian, there are two sides to our living, we could say. We could say that which is done by the Spirit of God That is living the Christ life by things of the Spirit. And that's pursuing Christ-likeness, and what we do, we do in the Spirit of God. But then there's also a way that we can live that is connected with just carnality, fleshly living, you know, where, you know, the Lord is not ruling over that part of my life, and I'm just simply doing what my flesh wants. And, you know, anytime we have that represented in our youth group, or in when one individual in a home, you know, is filled with just fleshliness, that's going to bring about disunity. And so I would just encourage a teenager, you know, when you think about, you know, your role in your family, are you sowing seeds of unity? You know, or are you picking at people? Are you trying to say controversial things that you know will bug people or get under their skin, or sowing seeds that will ultimately divide? Or are you trying to bring things together? And are you doing that in your youth group as well? You know, again, my desire is that we would have a youth group that is unified. And when we are unified, all of us are living with Christ the Lord on the throne of our hearts. And so I hope that as you know, live this Thursday, you'll do it for God's glory. You won't be in the flesh in the sense of carnality, but you'll be sowing seeds to the Spirit of God. And you know what? You'll be amazed at how this affects your relationships at home and at church. So let's not look down on people. Let's not look across the room and say, oh, I'm glad I'm not like them, you know, and pick at people. No, let's try to show the love of Christ wherever we are to whoever we meet. All right, that'll do it for today. And before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day, and we're praying for Fernando. Take Fernando before the throne of grace today. I'd appreciate that, and I know that he would as well. Hey, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.